Doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to a chilly day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are, hope the weather is reasonable. We're here to talk gardening, landscaping, and other related things. So make a note of this number. Let me move something on my screen here real quickly, if I can. Make a note of this number if you want to call and be on the show in any way. Ask a question. Bring some reporting to us about what's working on your place, gardening, landscaping, pest control, compost making, any related kind of thing, obviously. Telephone number is 866-444. Dirt, which is 3478. Like I said, we've had a little drop in temperature. I think it's happened to people down in the south part of the state, Texas, and a couple other places. I was looking at a international map the other day, and it was interesting where the rain clouds were around the country. There weren't too many in the United States other than for us here in this area. But wherever you are, it's fall. It's time to do a whole bunch of gardening. And I know there's a lot of other things going on, including the virus problems. But still plenty to do, plenty to talk about, and plenty to do. Let me give you a tip to start things with. There's an advertiser we have you really need to make a note of, especially now as we move into the cold weather. Freezing possibilities. It's called the Freeze Miser, and it is an incredibly simple and effective tool. You simply connect it to your faucets, and you can even connect it to hoses up to 150 feet, animal troughs and things like that, where people on ranches and farms have to go out and turn the water off and on when freezes are, you know, predicted and everything. That's just all eliminated. This thing is a very simple device. It screws on the faucet, and when the water temperature in this device gets to a certain temperature, I think it's around 38 degrees or something like that, 35 degrees, it starts dripping, and it drips as it needs to prevent freezing. It is something you really need to check out. FreezeMiser.com, and it's FreezeMiser, FreezeMiser.com, or call 833-302-0147. Made in the USA, 2-year warranty, no electricity or batteries. It's really clever and effective device. My tea this morning's not very good, and it's an interesting little experiment. It's okay, but, and I didn't do it on purpose. I actually forgot one of the ingredients. You know, the OSHA root I've been using, and I love the flavor of OSHA root. By itself, it's wonderful, but I did something this morning that kind of changed the flavor of the OSHA root or bare root, and that is I put some fresh garlic in there. I've got a ton of garlic that I haven't used, so I started using it not only in my breakfast dishes, but in other ways, various ways, including in tea. And when you mix it with the ginger and the OSHA root and the, in my case, the little roasted chili pekins and honey, it's a really nice addition. But this morning's tea is just OSHA root and garlic. I forgot the ginger and learned the hard way that the ginger's an important part of that recipe. It's okay. It's probably good for you and all that. But without the ginger, it's not nearly as good. If you're wondering, if you hadn't heard about that recipe that I think is the best now, it's fresh ginger chopped up, the OSHA route, which is very hard to find right now. Anybody has any good recommendations? I think the scarcity of the OSHA route came about because of the COVID-19. A lot of people are using it to help with immune systems and just general health and being able to resist colds and flus and viruses and all kinds of things. And so if anybody has any good recommendations about where you can get it, I totally struck out the other day on just trying to do a search or trying to go to the local stores that sell culinary and medicinal herbs. Nobody had any in stock. If you're hearing about it for the first time, it's OSHA root, O-S-H-A, OSHA root or bear root. It has a wonderful flavor just by itself, but you, like I was talking, you can mix it with other things. The mystery photo is up on the website. It ought to be a fairly easy one for you. Whoever identifies it first wins. What do you win? Well, you win one of our courses, the 15-chapter online course. And you also win a gift from Espoma. Espoma brings us the SPCA report and the mystery photo contest. And it's an 8-ounce bottle of liquid organic plant food. So call the show at 866-444-3478 and identify. David, take your calls and get you set up to go on there. If you just want to identify the mystery photo, that's fine as well. You can also send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and identify the mystery photo. Good news from the SPCA. Not enough good news, but at least some. Earl was adopted, which really made me feel good because Earl was a senior citizen. We talked about him a couple weeks ago, but he was adopted, and that's great. We've still got a lot of wonderful dogs to help place, too. So check them out on dirtdoctor.com. You can see the ones from the past. Today's dogs are real cuties, too. It's a pair, Gertrude and Stefan. Female 2-year-old Doberman Pinscher mix, really pretty. Doberman look, black and tan. And then the male is a 2-year-old Doberman mix. Again, these two beautiful pups have sleek black coats, floppy ears, and characteristic Doberman snouts, as I mentioned. That's not all they share. They share a whole lot of love for each other, and so they're best friends and they're best adopted together. So check them out on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com. It's D-I-R-T, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R. I've learned how to spell it properly. And check them out. Their photos are there. Their bios are there. You still, have to go make an appointment to go to make an adoption. So you go to spca.org/find-a-pet. These dogs are at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. It's just west of downtown Dallas. But wherever you are, from Seattle to Florida, Maine to Arizona, we've got adoption places across the country and lots of them, and that's the best way for you to get a pet. That'd be a great thing to consider for a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah gift, whatever your holiday gift needs are. Also, one of the things Maggie put on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram today is a tip about using our Dirt Doctor destinations, which we have on the website for shopping for holiday gifts and gardening things in general, like Bruce Miller, the shot that's talking about the Dirt Doctor destinations is Bruce Miller, which is one of our Dallas area garden centers that really is into fantastic plants and all the organic tools that I recommend, the fertilizers, the soil amendments, all that stuff. So check our Dirt Doctor destinations out. It'll give you a tip on where to go in your area for a retail center that can help you with the organic approach. If you're a new listener, you may not know that what we talk about here, besides gardening, is gardening the proper way. And what that means is gardening with natural organic techniques. We don't recommend synthetic high nitrogen salt-based fertilizers, which is what all the high nitrogen products are. And we don't recommend the toxic pesticides. We do recommend pesticides, non-toxic ones, when they are appropriate, but that's the last step even there. What we recommend first is to use techniques that give the soil health the ability to pass on to the plants this immunity to a degree against pests, insects, and diseases. And then the next step, if we have to, we use things that don't kill but repel pests. And we'll talk about that and a lot of other things. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's Essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get Essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, the Dirt Doc back here with you. And we've got open lines at 866-444-3478. Before I get back to doing a few more of my things, we'll talk to Dan in Dallas, first caller today. Hey, Dan.
I've got some dragon fruit from one of the UT Southwest professors, and I've been growing it in segments. He grew his for like 3 years, and his wife kind of got upset because it didn't produce anything. But he was on the side of the building with morning sun, and I'm inside the afternoon. And I see the online, and people have it out in the desert and things like that, or in great big lots. But I'm supposed to bring that in during the winter, right?
Yeah, dragon fruit's definitely a tropical. You're talking about the plant that has the fruit that's red and has spikes on it, real dramatic looking fruit. Yeah,
I complimented him. I thought he was growing euphorbia once, that trigona. And no, he says not euphorbia. So, he's a real nice guy, but so he sees mine out in the firescape, and because it has those little needles on it and stuff like that, I'm really not supposed to be unfriendly to our fire department when they come by like that. You know, no cactus out on the causeway and things like that, but it seems to be going good, but I have to support it and things like that with the pole.
Yeah, it's definitely a tropical, and I'm surprised. Did you just plant it this growing season, or have you had it?
I was sharing. I told him I'd share segments with people, and I live in an apartment complex with a lot of those genetic researchers and things like that. I bring cuttings over to the hospitals, but it does fine. But once it gets like 2 or 3 feet, you know, I forget about it, and I just prop it up with something. Yeah. And it gets like a tennis ball size thickness to it when it's out over here, but when I put it in the full sun. I just don't want it to grow like, I know it's going to grow like 6 feet or something like that.
Right. Well, unless
you going to have a month.
Unless you move to Mexico or something, you're not going to have very good luck with production. The only thing I could suggest to you is keep it in the sun for as long as you can when it's mild temperature, and you may need to keep it in a pot and move it inside and out, but it's not going to really produce very well here at all unless you can just give it lots and lots of full sun and protect it against any frost. I would imagine pretty light frost would hurt it a lot. Bringing any plant into production as far as setting buds and flowering, the best thing that we've run into through the years by far is this, is the simple Garrett juice formula, you know, the compost tea, apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and used it as a foliar feeding material on the foliage and the rest of the plant, and drenching the soil too. I'm sorry.
When I mist it, I put it in the mister. Mm-hmm. You say foliage?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I do with it. Okay.
Well, drench it into the soil as well. It's important to do both. If you just feed the foliage of a plant, you're not going to get the same benefit. Plus the fact the roots actually get lazy because they can take nutrients in through the foliage, no question about it. But if you just foliar feed and don't feed the soil and the roots as well, the roots actually will diminish in size and productivity.
All right. Okay. So I should tell people it's just kind of a funky plant to grow. Don't expect it to grow fruit.
Yep.
There's someone over at my credit union, and her husband built her a greenhouse, so I gave her some of that. But thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. Appreciate the call. That's an interesting question. I guess my final tip on that, dragon fruit, the best thing would be to go to the alternative, the grocery stores that, you know, sell a lot of organic stuff and all. They tend to have some of those exotic fruits, and you can buy them there. Those of you that are way down south, tropical fruits certainly can be grown, and they're really a lot of fun, and there's a bunch of them. But you have to have that warm air, warm soil, and everything to basically year-round to really get some good production. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. One thing I wanted to cover, by the way, let me just tell you, we did do the video. We had we spent a whole day and really had perfect timing with the weather. It was overcast, so the video lighting is good. We did a video that's going to be a short course, a three-part course, showing how to do the sick tree treatment. And what we're showing is, and I've done that before, it's in the Fabulous Tree slideshow. You can see it on the little Japanese maple that we did. But this is a big tree, big live oak. And we showed the whole process. We showed how I identified that my own tree was in stress, a little too open, dead twigs on the tip growth. And the bamboo had migrated in and completely surrounded the trunk. You couldn't even see the base of the tree. And I acted like a soothsayer and predicted that once the nandina was removed, that the flare would not be exposed properly, and we'd need to show how that whole process works. And that was the case, of course. There was a lot of soil up on it. It was interesting because it was kind of mounded up. The water draining across this area through the years had actually built up right at the base of the plant, so it was dramatically too deep. And once uncovered, it was dramatically a beautiful flare, and we're showing that whole process. I'll keep you posted about when it's going to be available. It's in post-production right now, and it will be available within a few weeks, maybe even sooner, but I'll keep you posted on it. Excuse me. That tea is very interesting. I may not even drink all the tea this morning. It's so different. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. And you can also take a look at the art and my books and the class on dirtdoctor.com. Real easy way to find it. It's that red button right at the top of the page. Click on it, and it'll take you to all three areas. And I'll be back right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's talk about in Howard's garden just a little bit. One more thing, I've kind of rushed it up. I do want people to think about the possibility of kind of some unusual gifts this year for the holiday season that might be some of the things that we deal with. The books, all my books, obviously on plants and insects and organic gardening, all my books are focused around the natural organic approach, whether they're about turf or trees or herbs or vegetables or whatever, and I have books on all those subjects, going into a lot more detail than most of the books in the gardening world do. That's why we have so many of them, but they're available on our website under that red button at the top of the page. And sometimes in the stores, but not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area more than anywhere else, but we put them on the website for a couple reasons. One is that the books, as well as the online course and my art, are sold through the Texas Organic Research Center, which is the nonprofit, 501c3. And the advantage there, well, the advantage for the nonprofit And for what we're trying to do is that you support TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. Advantage to you is that it is a nonprofit and it is tax deductible and tax free. You know, you can if you can still write some stuff off going that way, it can be written off because it is a legitimate not-for-profit corporation. And we've got a few new things on there. I'm a little bit behind still, but the red button there will take you to the, like I said, the books, the art, and the class. And the art catalog shows the things that have been completed. It also shows some of the art that has been sold. And we're leaving that on there because sometimes people see a certain style. All my art is different. I don't always know exactly where I'm going when I start a piece. The art is done on recycled material for the most part, old canvases. Sometimes I paint over old paintings, actually. But people are interesting. People throw away canvases, and it's fascinating to me. I find canvases sometimes on the curb that are going to the landfill, and then we pick those up, and we get a lot of scrap lumber in the form of really nice quality oak finished plywood and various kinds of things. Sometimes the rough finish. I've done work on both of them, and we're doing a lot of recycled paints and things like that as well. So most of it is acrylic paint, but we do some of the artwork with oil paints. And even metallic paint. Sometimes the blend is very nice combination. But a lot of oops paint, for example, and a lot of paint that was left over from doing commercial or residential painting. In other words, we're reusing a lot of stuff. So check it out if you haven't already, and you'll be able to see things that range in price from a few as low as $150 all the way up to things that are in the thousands that are very large pieces. So check it all out on our website, dirtdoctor.com, the red button right up there at the top of the page. And you'll help TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. If you want to just donate to TORC, if you don't want to have any of the books or any of the art or any of the course, the 15-chapter online course is in that same area, you can just make a donation to the nonprofit called TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. The main thing the nonprofit does, because we found this giant hole years ago when we started promoting the natural organic approach, we found that there was a bunch of research out there, even though the critics of what we were talking about continued to say over and over and over and over again that there was no research backing up these things that we promote. That one specific thing that was always thrown out was that there was no land-grant university out there, which is what A&M is, of course. And A&M has some of the exact research backing up some of the things that we recommend. They don't talk about it. It's in a drawer somewhere. But it's there, and then a lot of other universities as well. We have some of the anecdotal research and evidence there as well. I think both are helpful to people. And when people come up with additional bits of research, whether it's scientific research or anecdotal, either one, we like to have it, because some of the best things that we've ever run across and that we recommend now have come from people stumbling across something where the only research that existed was that they tried something and it worked. So we continue to pass it on and do more research on it and come up with things that work even better. So anyway, that's the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com. A lot of questions of some of my golf buddies and people writing in info@dirtdoctor.com and coming in all kinds of ways about pruning right now. Is it okay to prune? And in general, yeah, fall's a fine time to prune. We just did some doing the video on the live oak, and one of the things we talked about in the video is it pruning out dead wood at this time of the year when there's still some green foliage. For those of you in the south, the north, all the trees are completely bare now. But one of the advantages of pruning when you still have a little bit of foliage on the tree is you can see what's dead more easily, what's dead and what's alive. Good arbors can tell whether there's leaves on the tree or not. But you want to cut the dead out for a couple of reasons. One is larger dead branches can be very dangerous. They weigh a lot more than a lot of people realize, and they can fall on cars and people and pets and everything else. So you've got an issue from that standpoint. And the other thing that we talked about while doing this video on the sick tree treatment is that a whole lot of dead wood, and I've been guilty of it as much as anybody, going several years without trimming out some of the dead wood, that can collectively add up to a lot of weight that the tree has to hold up. And when the tree is holding up stuff that's dead and not useful anymore, it's using energy that would be being used to grow leaves and roots and things that trunk diameter and things that we want. So when you relieve the stress that's caused by having a tree full of dead wood, and a lot of times it's really hard to see it. When you hire an arborist to start removing dead wood, it'll surprise you how much there is in some cases, especially if you've gone 2, 3, 4, 5 years without having that done. It just doesn't show up that much unless it's out at the tip growth. You know, it silhouettes against the sky, and it's a lot easier to see. But when it's in the interior of the tree, you can't see it nearly as easily. And you're going to have a certain percentage of dead wood just happen. It doesn't mean that the tree's sick or in trouble or even in stress. It just means – or serious stress. It just means that, it's going on. It's a natural transition. Certain limbs get shaded out by – higher canopy and all that and will die out. Lower limbs a lot of times are in that category. But speaking of lower limbs, don't think that one of the things to do, well, two things I don't want you thinking about on pruning. Don't think that you have to just thin the tree because you heard that it should be done. Or a tree care company stops by and say, you know, you really need to thin your trees every year and make them healthier. That's not true. Thinning the tree, just to thin the tree, can actually do more damage than good. If it needs to be thin because it's gotten all way too thick in one area and there's more foliage and limbs growing on one side than the other and it's creating a load, you know, from a weight standpoint, you know, that's a reason to thin out or cut some of the longer branches off just to take the weight, the load off the tree on that side. But just to think that you need to thin the tree out, people do this with live oaks way too much. They thin them out and it makes them too open, like the one in my yard that had naturally done that because of the flooding, the washing that had built up on the base of the tree over the years. And I let it go on purpose because I knew I wanted to do this video at some point and show people how to solve the problem. But thinning it out too much is called gutting. You can see through the tree too much. That's not good. The tree will tend to correct that by growing little suckery growth all through the canopy. And you've all seen it. It doesn't look good. It's a sign of stress in the tree, so don't do that. And the other thing is lower limbs. A lot of people think the lower limbs just need to be automatically cut away, pruned off. And that's not the case either, because a lot of times those lower limbs are doing something very important. They're helping to balance the tree. They look good in a lot of cases. And cutting them off stresses the plant. There's certain trees, cedar elm is a good example, cutting off too many of the lower limbs and lifting, pruning that's called lifting, can create a situation where the tree not only goes into stress, I've even seen some cedar elms die as a result, just getting so much stress that insects and diseases became a problem. The thing slowly went downhill and died. So don't think that the lower limbs necessarily should be cut away. If they're creating a problem, like blocking a view, that's something for you, not for the tree. That's okay to do, you know, in a limited way. If the lower limbs are interfering with walking or traffic in the street or on the driveway or whatever, that's a reason to lift the limbs, especially if on larger trees. You need to have clearance because if the utility trucks are hitting limbs because you've left them too low, that's a problem. That stresses the tree too. You want the limbs up high enough for that to happen. But you don't want to just overdo it because you've heard somebody say that the lower limbs need to be cut and lifted because that's healthier for the tree. That's not the case. And thinning out is not thinning out just as a basic tool is not helpful for the tree either. We'll take a break and we'll talk a little bit more about trimming. Specifically, what I've been asked about that I didn't get around to yet is the trimming of perennials, pruning of perennials back, and the management related to that. We'll talk about that and whatever else you'd like to chat about. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract, By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The mystery photo is up, as I mentioned earlier in the show. We've had one guess of a maple tree, and that was not right. We may have had more than that, but it's still open for you if you want to guess it. It'll be fairly easy. It's one I talk about quite a bit. It's one that is in the front of our house, and it was just spectacular with its yellow fall color this year. It's already totally bare at this point, but if you want to check it out, look at the mystery photo. It's if you go to dirtdoctor.com, it's the button under the photograph there at the top of the page all the way to the right. If you don't do anything, they'll change automatically the photographs and the information that's on the website. But to go immediately to the mystery photo, just click on the button on the far right-hand side under the picture, and it'll take you right to it. Whoever identifies it first, send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or call us on the show here. You win one of our 15 chapter online courses, which we did because no universities teach the natural organic approach. And you also win a bottle of organic liquid plant food. Espoma sponsors both the mystery photo contest and the SPCA report, which we did earlier. We're going to go to Arkansas a couple times. Arkansas checking in here. Eugene first in St. Joe. What's up, Eugene?
Good morning. Got a couple questions. One is about orange oil. I bought some orange oil. It doesn't really have a brand name, but it does say it's food grade. So I guess it'd be all right to put on trees, wouldn't it?
Yes, if it is D-limonene, does it have that term on the label? Okay.
Yeah, it does. Well, I've got another question for you on fire ants. How much is it you mix in a gallon of water for fire ants?
Well, it depends on what kind of formula you're whipping up there and where the fire ants are. you can mix it stronger than this if you're not going to be spraying it onto living plant tissue. If you're spraying it onto living plants, you don't want to ever mix it stronger than 2 ounces of the orange oil or D-limonene per gallon of water. And it's even better if you mix it with fish and seaweed or the whole Garrett juice formula. It gives it a buffering.
Well, this is out in the middle of my garden. It's just a big circle of ants. So it's about a foot and a half across at the mound. So
okay. If there's not going to be any plants touched by the orange oil, you can double that. You can go up to 4 ounces, and it will definitely fry them in a hurry. Usually the 2 ounces is all you need, and it wastes money to use more than that. But you can if plant tissue is not going to be hit with the orange oil.
Okay. Now, on fire ants, we think that's what they are anyway. We've never had them here before. But now, when they can they travel by themselves? I've heard that when they when a female comes out of a out of one of the males, that they can travel so many miles away. Is that right before they land? Or is
well,
that right? Or is
I
that
guess
they
can travel pretty far. I haven't really looked into that all that much. If they're not fire ants, Eugene, you really don't even need to kill them. If they're big red ants and they create a mound that's a big bare area and you see a bunch of seeds laying around, that's a harvester ant. And they're actually very beneficial, and they don't really cause any problem other than making that big bare spot. Oh. And if that's the case, what you do is you put some shredded native tree trimmings, mulch, over that bare area, and the ants will move the entrance to another location. Yes.
Well, these sting you and bite you at the same time. My son got some on his hand.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fire ants. So taking care of them with the orange oil mix will be a good thing to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, the fire ant, the whole fire ant control thing is on our website if you want to look at the whole deal. You can control them to a great degree by putting out dry molasses at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, which is the same rate I recommend all organic fertilizers pretty much to go out at. And it'll run all the fire ants off the property just by doing that one thing in 99% of the cases. If you have any persisting mounds, you can drench them like we were just talking with 2 ounces of orange oil mixed in a gallon of water or a gallon of you know, organic mix like a Garrett juice, and that kills them. But also the beneficial nematodes, which can be used to control other pests, will control the fire ants for you as well. And one little thing before I go talk to Gloria, also in Arkansas. One thing that Malcolm used to bring up quite a bit, and my buddy Bob Webster down in San Antonio mentions it from time to time too, and I probably should as well. Fire ants do have a beneficial aspect. And the beneficial aspect is that if you have some fire ants, you know, not enough to be a problem, but if you have some fire ants on the property, they will control termites, fleas, and ticks, and probably some other things too. Oops, I wasn't watching the time. Gloria, did you have a quick question? You're going to hang on with me till after this break. Gloria, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you have a quick question, or you want to wait till after this break?
Well, I think I'll wait till after the break.
Okay, let me put you on hold, then we won't be in a big rush. I'll take you first thing before I start all my stuff that I still need to get done. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're talking gardening and farming and ranching and pest control and everything related. If you have a question or a comment, a report for us, anything at all, give me a buzz. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and it's D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R. I'll be back.